Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today we are talking about employment and how Erskine Green Training Institute, founded by the Arc of Indiana Foundation, is making employment dreams come true for students whose academic, social, communication, and adaptive skills are affected by a disability. I'm happy to be joined by EGTI Director Megan Stevenson. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
It's good to see you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
It's been forever.
We've done it three. This might be our third time.
I know. We need to do it more, right?
Right. Monthly.
But we're doing it today. So yes. That's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about steps that individuals can take to learn and apply when they attend EGTI.
So we recently just made a roadmap handout because we get this question a lot. And so we kind of laid out a few different steps that individuals can take kind of leading up to their decision of, is EGTI for me or is it for my son or daughter? So one thing that we recommend is if your local high school is having a transition fair or maybe a local provider like Autism Society of Indiana or some type of disability organization is having a disability fair, go and see if we're going to be there, because we go to a lot of those events, specifically Fenway Park. One of our staff travels the state and attends these, so he's going to high schools or he's going to just general disability fairs to spread awareness. So if you hear about a transition fair or disability fair coming up, we may be there. So that's close to you. You could go pop in and ask the staff there some questions. The next step would be to come up to EGTI or come down or over wherever you live and attend one of our general tours. So every month we have a general tour, and that is an opportunity for students and families to come get a presentation, which kind of reviews the overall information about EGTI. What does it look like? And then you get to take a tour. So that's a good opportunity to get just some more detailed information about our programming, meet the staff. If you have specific questions, it's a good time to get those answered. And then after the general tour, if you're like, okay, I think this still might be for me, or it might be for my son or daughter, another step would be a career sampling session. And we might talk about that here in a little bit, so sure. I won't go into details.
Sure.
But a career sampling session is another opportunity for students to come spend 2 days at EGTI to get an even more detailed look to see if it's right for them. And then after the career sampling session, if they're still thinking, yes, this is for me, then the next step would be to apply.
Now then, let's talk about how students and staff know which training might be the best fit for the student. And like you were saying, is that where the career sampling sessions come in?
Yeah, so we have what we call career sampling sessions, and they're not a requirement. So we have some students coming from high schools that had really good kind of transition vocational programs. So some high schools do a phenomenal job of getting students out there, getting some work experience to help them determine what they're good at, what they like, what they don't like. So sometimes students already know exactly what they want to do.
Okay.
Others have no clue. Maybe they're coming from, you know, a high school where they got no work experience, or maybe they've been out of high school for a while, just sitting at home.
Yeah.
So these career sampling sessions are offered throughout the year, and it's from 9 to 4 on 2 days. And during those 2 days, students get to rotate through all 9 of the programs that we have to offer. So they get to see it. Our staff will assess them on a few skills, so they get to do a hands-on portion. So hopefully at the end of those 2 days, they have a better idea of what best fits them.
So let's talk about the fact that the Institute is housed in the courtyard of Marriott in Muncie.
Mm-hmm.
So what can students expect during their stay?
So the nice thing about EGTI is students get to live in a hotel. So, you know, a lot of
people... It's a pretty good hotel, too.
Yes. A lot of people get stuck in, you know, dorms with no air conditioning. So our students kind of have luxury space. So they do have the option to commute. So if a student lives within 60 miles of the hotel, they can choose to be a commuter. However, most of our students are living on site. And that's a big part of our program is learning how to do life on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So that builds confidence both on the job. It builds confidence with independence, which ultimately leads to kind of a better overall life when they
sure
leave.
Is.
So most do live at home or live at the hotel. So the hotel, they're staying in regular hotel rooms. So nice rooms. There's a microwave and refrigerator in there, TV, all of that stuff. They can have a roommate if they want one, or they can have their own room, kind of whatever best fits their learning style, whatever's going to allow them to have the best experience while they're there. But, you know, living in the hotel, you then have access to the hotel amenities. Mm-hmm. So you have access to a pool whenever you want, and a fitness center. There's a fire pit out there at the courtyard that students like to hang out.
Fire pit.
Yes, it's nice, especially this time. It's fall right now.
Yes.
And then housekeeping service. So students are paying guests, and so they do get housekeeping. So daily, people are in cleaning their rooms. So that's a big perk of living in a hotel.
Let's talk about how the experience affects the students. I mean, I didn't want to put this question in right now, but I thought about how you were talking about the experience. When students come in, are they timid about what they're going to do or how they're going to do it, or, you know,
yeah. So that sort of thing. When you think of just any person, disability or not disability, when anybody goes off to college, so speaking for myself, it's a huge change. I mean, growing up, I was gone in the summertime on some mission trips. So I'd been away from home for a few weeks, but never the extent of college. And so it was nerve-wracking for me. And that those same feelings, those same emotions apply to the students who are coming to our program. And, you know, sometimes our students have heightened anxiety, and so that transition may be even tougher. But homesickness, always a challenge, and we know it, and we talk about that at New Student Orientation. A lot of times this is the first time for some of these students to be away from home. And so they might be 3 hours away from home. They're in a brand new living environment. Maybe they have a roommate for the first time, brand new staff, brand new students. There's just a lot of change that happens. And so the first week or two, it's just trying to get into just a new groove, learning kind of a new way of life. And always students adjust. It just takes some time for some students. And once they adjust and they start learning how to make choices on their own. So in the evenings and weekends, they get to choose what they want to do. They don't have to wait on mom and dad to say, yeah, you can, or no, you can't. They can choose where they go and eat, who they go and eat with. So the level of confidence in kind of making their own choices is huge. We see a huge kind of growth in that throughout students' time here. And parents would agree with that. So a lot of times we do, we'll get like testimonies from families at the very end. And one of the biggest things that they talk about is just the level of confidence that they see kind of the growth of that during their son or daughter's time with us.
And it's not, I mean, I've been to EGTI twice. Mm-hmm. I've done interviews there, but you guys engender a spirit of, we just want you to succeed. And I think that's what students really feel. I mean, you get close to these students. These are not just acquaintances, but in the end, you love the students you teach.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's a unique kind of connection just because we're with them all of the time for those 10 or 13 weeks. And students live there. And so we really are kind of supporting them for 24/7 for 10 to 13 weeks. And I think sometimes it's tough. Like, we genuinely want students to grow and we want them to be successful. And sometimes that requires us to push them, and it may look like tough love. You know, we're wanting them to learn to advocate for themselves, not rely on mom and dad to talk for them. Or, you know, sometimes you're going to wake up and you're not going to feel well, but you still got to get up and go to work unless you've got the flu, okay? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it's just pushing them to be the best that they can be. And sometimes it's further than they thought that they could go. But our staff genuinely care about their success and want them to succeed and ultimately find success in employment.
Let's talk about the comfort zone and talk about the skills that you teach these students, especially before their intern phase in the Institute.
Yep. So when students start out week one, we really call that the orientation phase. And so it's getting all the anxiety lowered, getting used to just the new, this is your new normal for 10 mm-hmm. to 13 weeks, learning about your meal plan and all of that stuff. And then week two, we jump into job training. And so it's gradually teaching students the parts of the job until they've been taught all of the job components. And then we move into that internship phase. So when they get into internship phase, the mindset is you've been taught the job components, and now it's your time to do the job just like any other employee. And so hopefully our staff can begin fading themselves out. You know, some students still need more support, and so our staff stay with them longer. But ultimately, that internship phase is showing everything that they've learned and mastered, and ultimately showing their independence in the job.
So let's talk about the topic that we both love. Some EGTI success stories and the experiences that students have had coming to the Institute.
Yeah, so we always hear tidbits of information from students like, hey, I got a job, or I've moved out and got my own apartment. Mm-hmm. We have Huge. An alumni Facebook page, and so we're always trying to get updates through that. And so it's cool to see. Absolutely, we want students getting jobs. That's our number one goal. And so it's exciting, always exciting, when we hear that they've reached that milestone. Then it's even more exciting to see that they continue to push and achieve other goals like moving out and living on their own. And so, you know, we have a handful of students that have moved out on their own, are living here in Indy and working and doing awesome full-time jobs with benefits. So those are always fun stories. We then do an 8-month follow-up survey and an 18-month follow-up survey just so we can gain kind of better data. Mm-hmm. And so that 8-month follow-up survey, our latest data showed 80% of our graduates working. So they have secured employment. Yeah. And then we do an 18-month follow-up survey because the first milestone is that you find a job. The second milestone is now you've got to keep the job. So mm-hmm. then we do that 18-month follow-up survey to kind of track that part. And our latest data showed 74% are employed a year and a half after graduation. So we're happy with kind of the outcomes that we're seeing in regards to employment. Another piece with that, and we get asked this a lot, is, okay, they're working, but are they working in kind of the field in which they were trained? And so that is a question that we ask on our surveys. So our 8-month follow-up survey, 87% of the individuals who were working are working in a field that they were trained in.
Good.
Yeah. And then at the 18-month follow-up survey, 84% of those students who are working were working within a field that they were trained in. So not only are they working, but they're working in an area that they came to EGTI to be trained in.
And when you think about how, these students start off being maybe timid to come into the Institute, that not knowing what they are doing or unsure of their abilities, and then you see them at the end and go, but I had an apartment and this and that. And I mean, what happens, do you think? What is it, because someone else puts that confidence in them and then it just grows?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it something else?
So I think, for a lot of our students, they're just used to being at home. And so they have family to rely on all the time. And so they've never really been given an opportunity to show everybody and to prove it to themselves that they can do it on their own. And so EGTI has allowed this opportunity that students haven't had in the past to show themselves and to show everybody else what they're capable of. And so it's still a safe environment. You know, they're not completely out on their own, but it's a step towards being out on their own. So they're with mom and dad. Then they come to us, less kind of support than they had at home, but still we have some support.
Mm-hmm.
And they find success, which builds confidence. And then it allows them to feel kind of excited and empowered to then try the next step, which is then moving on their own. So it's just, I think EGTI is an opportunity for students to show their family and themselves just what they truly are capable of.
So finally then, what message do you have for employers and why they should not only consider but act on hiring people with disabilities?
I think recently you hear a lot about HR departments within companies looking at the diversity. And oftentimes people think diversity more so of skin color, male versus female, stuff like that. And I think they unintentionally leave out the disability population, as part of diversity. So I think we're seeing more people be intentional about looking at the disability population, but it's a huge pool of talent. And I think people have limited experience working with people with disabilities, and there's some myths and some stigmas out there that people just lack knowledge about, and so they're afraid. Mm-hmm. And so I think AGTI has done a good job of getting individuals out there who have disabilities to try to debunk their myths. Like, look, I have a disability, but look how awesome of an employee I am. So I would say to employers to give it a chance. Make sure it's the right candidate for the job and they have the skills, but give it a chance and you'll be surprised of what individuals are capable of that you maybe thought otherwise about.
You know what? I keep saying this every time we've done an AGTI podcast, but I love your team. And I love the things you do. And thank you so much for putting in the work. And this is amazing. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For allowing me to have this privilege to talk to you about it.
No problem. Thanks, Michelle.
For more information on EGTI, visit egti.org. Thank you for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.